love you. Want you to hear it. Bless you, body, mind, soul, and your spirit. And you gotta take care of yourself. If not, you can't care for nobody else. So I'm here to stand in the gap for you. Because Satan got a trap set for you. But now we can make it together. We can take it together. You gotta take the time right to get your mind right. Yeah.
All tonight on Thursday, March 13th, 2025, and today history is being made, y'all. We are so excited because I get the chance to launch into a brand new conversation and community with two amazing individuals that I have the privilege to now join in community and co-host these conversations with. Welcome to Soul Care Today. With Dr. Barbara L. Peacock. I'm going to introduce Dr. Peacock in just a moment. But y'all, my partner in crime and my conversator in crime, I guess is the best way to put that, Dr. Shonda Carter, we're so honored and excited to have you with us tonight. And it's going to be a monthly conversation for those of you that are listening in. So it's going to be really amazing. I want to invite you and whatever platform you're listening to this on right now, we're on YouTube, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Facebook. So in the chat or in the description, you should have links for all of us, Dr. Peacock, Dr. Carter, and myself. Want to invite you guys to follow us, subscribe, hit the like button, hit the share button, care by sharing, and let people know that we're on here. It's going to be an amazing, amazing journey that we'll be on together. But Dr. Carter, what's up?
Hello. How are you tonight? Well, I can see how you are because it is just beaming through the screen. So it's a pleasure to be here. It's wonderful, privilege, honor, all of that stuff you say and really truly mean, because this is a divine conversation and I just cannot wait. I'm so excited. So I'm doing
so great. Really fast, Dr. Carter, tell everybody about all those degrees and certifications that you have.
Well, thank you for asking. You know, you need to show off what the Lord has done. And I do. I have a master's in theological studies. I have a master's in spiritual formation. And I have a doctorate in spiritual formation and soul care. And I am a certified victims advocate. And I am a spiritual director. And I have the privilege and the honor of partnering alongside, it's not really a partnership because she does all the heavy lifting. So I'm just going to say to walk alongside Dr. Barbara Peacock, and you know, she trusts me with her audience. So I dabble in a little teaching there and spiritual direction. And, you know, we all have our, you know, when people get together, if everyone's alike, someone's not necessary. So you're going to pick up real quickly that, I am the, I'll just say it like it is and just talk plain. So we have the wise one here. She's phenomenal. And I'm just going to be that one that brings it around and says, well, let's just say it like, explain it to me like I'm six. So just want to get everybody ready for that. So there we go.
I'm just going to let the record reflect that both Dr. Peacock and I at the same time kind of looked at you sideways because we didn't know where you were going with that. And
yeah.
And I don't even know if we agree with that. Now, how can three walk together unless they agree? We got to agree on the genius that you're bringing to the conversation. We got to be able to agree on that.
Oh, it's genius. It's just, I'm going to make you explain it to me like I'm six. That's all I'm saying. That's the genius of it is, you know, I have a media background and, you know, you have to, we are all wise, all of us together. I mean, this combination would, back in my day before degrees, I would have like, they are just too smart for me. See how I just say it like that? Like, oh, they're too smart. I'm not even going to do, but that is not the case with this podcast. There's just something for everyone. And if you are spiritually hungry and your soul needs caring for, which is why I am just excited that this has come forth today. And you are right. We are making history today. So.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And so, really fast before we introduce the real expert in the conversation, how many people in the world have a doctorate in spiritual formation? I'm just curious. Like, it can't be that many.
It's not that many, no. But
Were you one of like the first people ever to get a doctorate in spiritual formation?
Oh, no, no, no. I have the honor of being the first Black female from Biola University to have a doctorate in spiritual formation and soul care. So I'm definitely going to hang on to that. And yeah, so thank you for asking that. Plug, plug. Appreciate that. So yeah. Yeah. So that's
I love it.
Where it is. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. And ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we have the sage, we have the goat, we have the compass. I could go on and on and on and on and on. I had the privilege to introduce her and welcome her to my personal podcast several years ago. I think it was probably maybe 2018 or 2019 or somewhere along in there.
Yeah.
And she kind of, you know how shepherds have a staff? Y'all, she kind of took her staff and hooked it around my neck, and we've been connected ever since. And I've been thankful for it. My life is better because of it. But I promise you, you're going to want to follow us and connect with us, because if you're on this journey with us, you're going to learn and grow in so many ways. It's going to blow your mind. Please welcome formally Dr. Barbara L. Peacock. Dr. Peacock, what's up?
You guys have it all, you know. It's just great to be here. I am thankful. I am so excited about soul care today. Amen. And guess what, yeah. Chris? I've had an amazing day of soul care. I didn't think about that it was the day of soul care. It's just how it happened. And then when we started our conversation, I said, oh, this has been a great day of soul care. And yeah. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful for how God is going to use this time together today and futuristically as we talk about how imperative it is to take care of these temples. I love the way Paul puts it. He said, don't you know? He said, don't you know? Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? And our lives are not our own, but our lives belong to the Lord. And Pastor Chris, you were talking to Dr. Carter about spiritual formation. I don't know if you know, that was my focus, my doctoral focus, spiritual
formation. I was going to let you talk about all them credentials you got too.
Oh, I'm not talking about a whole lot of credentials. Let me tell you. I do want to talk about one credential after I talk about the doctorate in spiritual formation for ministry leaders. But after I had an opportunity, and God had blessed me with a few degrees. And I sat back and I said, wait a minute, what is this really all about? And what really matters? I remember when I was originally licensed as a minister. And when you're a new kid on the block and you're licensed, you don't know what to tell people. You know, like people say, what do I call you? I was like, I don't know, call me Barbara. Call me minister. I don't know. Call me whatever you want. So I came to the conclusion, you can call me Joe. You can call me Mo. As a matter of fact, you don't have to call me at all. You can just say, come here. So, you know, that little like you like sicking a puppy or a kitty cat, like you just do that. But beyond that, I said, well, who am I at the core? And at the core, Pastor Chris, I am a farm girl. So I identify with being a farm girl way more than I do any title, et cetera. Because you know the old saying, everything I needed to know, I learned in kindergarten. But I like to say everything I needed to know, I learned on the farm. The farm ethic of getting up early, rising early, spending time with the Lord. Well, having a hot breakfast, but I don't have those hot breakfasts anymore. So I'm not a breakfast person, but back then, I didn't really eat breakfast back then. It was kind of, I didn't want breakfast. It was kind of forced on me. But I believe in a good day's work, and you go to bed and you start all over. I believe in starting my day with the Lord, waking up pleasant, spending time doing what I need to do, getting some rest, and taking a Sabbath on the weekend. So everything I needed to know, I learned on the farm.
Wow.
Love God, love family, love people, love myself, take care of myself, go to bed, start over the next day. That's it. So I'm a farm girl.
So mother, Dr. Farm Girl that earned a lot of degrees. tell everybody really fast about your earned doctorate, and then if you don't mind, just slide right on into how and why did that become a passion of yours.
Well, you want me to slide into my earned doctorate. Talk about my earned doctorate, and then slide into why I do what I do and how I got into spiritual formation, direction, care, and this practices and disciplines. Well, I want to start with my bachelor's degree, which is from North Carolina Central University, HBCU. Mm-hmm. I believe that's very important, and was very important in my formation. And then I received my master's from Princeton Theological Seminary, which was truly a educational and liberation moment. Learned a lot at Princeton, and I received my doctorate from Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary with a focus in spiritual formation for ministry leaders. And when we start talking about formation and soul care and spiritual direction, it's important that we just don't throw those names around loosely, that we don't try to say that it is something that is not. So as it relates to spiritual formation for ministry leaders, how I got into that was I was just sitting at my desk one day at the Park Church where I was on staff. And I just sensed God saying, go to the website. And I went to the website of Gordon Conwell. And I saw this program, Spiritual Formation for Ministry Leaders. And as I began, Dr. Shonda, to read the description, I was like, oh, my God. You probably were the same way. It was like, this has my name on it. You have prayer. You can do prayer. You could pray. You could go on retreats. You can journal. You spend time in silence. You take time to Sabbath. And so it had my name on it. But when I entered the program, as you know, when you do a doctoral degree, you have to decide what you want to focus on for your thesis or your dissertation. And so my focus was on soul care, spiritual direction, and prayer from an African-American perspective. And I'll pause there.
Soul care, prayer, and what was the third thing?
Spiritual direction from an African-American perspective.
And all three of those we're going to unpack over the next 10 months in detail because each one of them is their own branch of insight.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, really good. So let me ask you this. You were serving in ministry full time, which in and of itself is, you know, the vast majority of people in America, particularly in the African-American context, are not full time in ministry. They are serving bivocationally or they're volunteering. But you had the privilege of being able to serve as a full time prayer director at a ministry. And you started having some thoughts about what discipleship actually looked like. Right. Talk about that for a moment. Or what was even missing from a discipleship perspective?
Well, prior to my full-time job, a focus on discipleship and prayer, I had a full-time job in Christian education. So when we look at the genres of Christian education and discipleship, we know that the big umbrella is... umbrella is spiritual formation. So Christian education, discipleship, prayer all fall under spiritual formation. Mm-hmm. And so the most recent job that we're discussing today, my responsibility was discipleship and prayer. So with that responsibility, I was thankful, as you said, to work for a mega church, one of the major churches here in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is our home. And so the responsibility was to put together curriculums for the church, both in discipleship and both in prayer. So when I started my focus on spiritual formation, it kind of was birthed out of what I was already doing.
Wow. So let's pause for a second. And I know Dr. Shonda's probably got a whole batch of questions as well for us to jump into. But we've been throwing this phrase around a lot, Dr. Peacock, Dr. Carter. I'd love for both of you all to tell our audience, what is spiritual formation? That sounds really heavy. What is it?
That's a good question for Dr. Carter.
Very simply,
Yes.
Spiritual formation is allowing, submitting to the process of being formed like into the image of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. That is not you going out, you know, joining a 10-step program or joining a Bible study and saying, you know, I'm trying to be like, you are saying yes and committing for a lifetime of being formed by Jesus, of being formed into the image of Jesus. Now there's some very, there's lots of educational, how do you say, educational definitions, but that's pretty much the gist of it. And it's not for, and we're just gonna be because, you know, we're smiling and everyone's happy to be here, but it is not for the weak of heart. It is, you know, that song, would you still say yes? You know, the Lord reminded me of that song as I was driving, you know, leaving my life behind in Oklahoma and driving to Charlotte and, you know, just over a 10-year period, just like, wow, I said yes. I was excited to say yes. And then I was just remembering some of the things and we say, we use these wonderful images of the potter and the clay, but it's like, you're taken apart on that wheel. You are formed. And, you know, sometimes it can get so romanticized that, you know, as we're talking about this, like I said, we're all smiling and it's wonderful. It's wonderful. But you know, it's a forming, like that word is formation is the word. So what do you have to say about that, Dr. Peacock?
Yeah, I think that's wonderful, Dr. Carter. You touched on so many beautiful things. I remember I'd never thought about my first sermon being a formative sermon until you just spoke. Mm-hmm. I remember my first sermon in Pontiac, Michigan at Newman AME Church. Because my husband and I traveled around a lot with corporate America. And the name of my sermon was Have Thine Own Way out of Jeremiah 18 about the potter, the going down to the potter's house and being on that potter's wheel and understanding that you're marred. And so God says, I want to put this vessel back on the wheel again, this vessel of clay. So thank God it's a vessel of clay. So because the vessel of clay is one that is yielding to being molded. And you talked about how it not being for the faint at heart. Mm-hmm. It costs, you know, Jesus says, count the cost. And the other thing I connected with you with on Dr. Sean, and we haven't had this conversation, Brother Chris, was that song, Yes, by Shekinah Glory. Mm-hmm. With my doctoral study, I listened to that song about every day. Will your heart and soul say yes? Yes, oh yes, I will say yes. And so formation is an ongoing yes.
Yes.
God, I say yes to be informed. When I think I'm going right and you find something, I say yes to you kneading that thing out, to you molding that thing out. I say yes to surrendering to, we talk about spiritual practices or spiritual disciplines. I say yes to a lifestyle of prayer. I say yes to a lifestyle of fasting. I say yes to a lifestyle of forgiveness. I say yes to a lifestyle of sacrifice.
Yes.
So that spiritual formation, I like taking the simplicity of it. Mm-hmm. It's a spirit-driven journey. It's a spirit-driven lifestyle of formation. It's a spirit-driven lifestyle of the crucifixion of the flesh. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. So being willing to be crucified with Christ, nevertheless, I live. We still living. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me, the crucifixion of the self. And Jesus said, count the cost. So everything that we try to do as we define, as we live out, as we teach, as we write, we desire that is biblically based.
Yes.
That what we're saying is sound, what we're living, we pray that it's sound doctrine according to the truth as we know it. And we know we live in a day where untruths are stated as being truths, or I meant for it to be true when it's not true at all. So it's important that we know our true self and our false self, and we only know our true self as we journey with Jesus.
Y'all, when I tell y'all this is going to be such a fun journey, And so as Dr. Carter and Dr. Peacock have talked about what spiritual formation is, so right in the onset of this, as a part of this entire journey that we're on, spiritual formation is a spirit-driven journey. It becomes a part of your lifestyle. To those that are listening, and to make this a very practical thing, what Dr. Peacock and Dr. Carter essentially are saying is that as followers of Christ, we are always in the process of becoming. Mm-hmm. So spiritual formation is the journey that you're on in becoming more like Christ. Dr. Peacock opened up by talking about her being a farm girl. So the journey, the lifestyle, is also becoming more self-aware of who you are and who you're not. Dr. Carter talked about the journey of reflecting and making meaning. So spiritual formation is also a process of reflecting and meaning. And so our aim and our hope through this conversation, this platform, this podcast, known as Soul Care Today, is essentially to give help for your soul and answers for your living. Mm. We want strategies to help your soul and to help your living. We want to be a breath of fresh air.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
So Dr. Peacock, this show is called Soul Care Today. So we've defined what spiritual formation is, but how does that connect to soul care? What is soul care? Why is that important?
Soul care, well, let's start with the word soul.
Okay.
As we look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, when God created the first human being.
Yeah.
And the scriptures tell us that he breathed into this body, this Adam, this Adam, and this Adam, why are you laughing, Chris? This Adam became a living soul.
Yeah.
So every atom, A-T-O-M, about Adam, A-D-A-M, had the breath of life in it. There was nothing about Adam that was dead he was just dormant before the breath of life came in him. But when God breathed into him, he became this living soul. So as long as we're living on this earth, we have the blessing of being a living soul.
Yeah.
Now, when we look at the language of soul, soul is Adam, the holistic perspective. All of Adam was a living person, a living being. So soul is the being. I'm this being, this living being. I'm a living soul. But when we look at soul traditionally in the faith community, we like to say that the soul is the mind, the will, and the emotion. That's what we learned. That's the Sunday school lesson. The mind, the will, and the emotion. But the soul is so much more. So when we do diagrams of the soul and the body and the spirit, we'll put the spirit in the middle, then we'll put soul on the outside, and then we'll put body around that. But I love the way Dallas Willard does it, is he puts the spirit in the middle and the soul on the edge, and then he has an arrow that points that says this soul, this living, breathing, moving body, this living entity is composed. This soul is composed of all the entities of the being. Mm. And so we have soul, and then we have care. That intentionality of taking care of nurturing, of surrendering to God's way of caring for ourselves. So many times we don't surrender to God's way of our bodies being taken care of. Mm-hmm. I was sharing with my husband this afternoon when we were having lunch. By the way, he's a major cook. Shonda, you have to come up and get some of his food. And we're doing the Daniel fast. So he had collard greens with turnip roots, and he had string beans with mushrooms and onions, and he had onions in the greens too. And I said, Gilbert, don't you feel so much better just eating vegetables? Mm-hmm. Well, just taking better care of our souls, taking better care of our bodies, There's this acronym called the Spices of Life, looking at your life spiritually, physically, intellectually, career, emotionally, socially, and financially. So taking care of my body spiritually, taking care of my body physically, taking care of my body intellectually, taking care of my body in vocation or calling, taking care of my body emotionally, taking care of my body socially. So then we have soul care. So I'm taking care of all of myself in all of these categories to the glory of God.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Dr. Peacock, is this, give me just 1 second here. Let me see if I can get this. This wasn't planned, and that's the nature of this show. Is this the image?
That's the image.
All right. So this is the Dallas Willard image that reflects the spirit being right there in the core, and there's a soul on the outside. That's what you were just referring to.
Yes, and how it points in, and it's the connectivity between the word and the spirit and faith, going toward the spirit, but realizing that all the components are a part of the going in part of the soul.
I love it. So soul care,
yeah,
as you just said, the intentionality of taking care of our being.
Not our doing.
Yeah. So
we're too busy doing and not being. We're human beings. We hear it all the time, but do we really believe it? We're human beings, not human doing, but we keep being human doings.
So this right here at the front end, because we're only 25 minutes into the conversation, this is going to be an antithesis conversation.
Yes.
Because our culture is all about getting and hustle and grind and busy. But you and Dr. Carter are getting ready to punch us in the chest to say that maybe that's not the best picture of success.
Yes.
Reverend, Pastor, Doctor, we are stressed out, burnt out, depressed, having anxiety, oppressed, any kind of S we can think of, shooting ourselves, taking pills, dealing with insecurity and rejection and doubts and fears. It's time to pause. And God gave us a pause in 2020. He was like, okay, wow. I want to show you something a little bit different. But what do? We went right back. We sped up now. We at high speed.
Wow. I so agree. Like you said, you know, a lot of people did not look at 2020 as a pause or even as a gift. We're just going to, you know, so, you know, when you are on the other side, you can look at it and see that, oh, that was a pause, you know, the Lord. But a lot of people, like you said, sped up. I got to get busier. I got to do more. So I appreciate the way you frame that. But a lot of people, remember I said we keep it real. A lot of people did not see 2020 as a gift or a pause or something that should have been done. It was, you know, we have to get over this and get back going. So how do you help people to see that perspective, that frame that, you know, this, you know, a pause is good?
Yeah, I think we have to look at it as the wheat and tare growing together. So it was, no doubt about it, it was difficult. And it was very, with so many people dying and so much sickness, that was very difficult. It was difficult not to have, for so many people not to have salaries. And difficult to come back together as community. So we understand many of the difficult things, but when we look at the big picture and ask ourselves, which is the spiritual direction we ask all the time, spiritual directors, those that sit with a person or groups of people to help them better discern the activity and voice of God, I like to call spiritual direction loving listening. So in this loving listening to God, the spiritual direction question becomes, what is God saying? I know there was a lot of pain and a lot of grief, but I think in some ways God was thankful that we had a little bit more time to pray. And God was thankful that we had a little bit more time to listen. I think God was thankful that we had a little bit more time to spend with our family, with our children.
Wow.
I think God was thankful that a few hearts became better regulated. Mm. I know I had to slow down. I'm sitting here in my office, but I remember sitting here and just looking out the window and just feeling the stillness. Stillness of the earth.
Beautiful.
Wow.
It was challenging, but I believe we needed a reset.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. Mm. Wow.
30 minutes and 22 seconds.
So, Dr. Peacock, as you were talking and as Dr. Shonda was really just trying to maybe give some very practicality to this, if y'all don't mind, there's this verse that comes to mind that I think is very fitting to maybe even read right now, because it helps in my mind to center what this entire show is about. Mm. Matthew 11, 28 through 30, particularly in the Message translation. And I love this. It says, are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest.
Mm.
It says, walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I love that.
Yes, yes.
I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. So when I think about that, and a part of Dr. Peacock, I think what really connected you and I is your book, Spiritual Practices, was such eye-opening for me, because as a person who's been around the church for a long time, we were taught two or three or maybe four things to do, but I'm not sure that it was ever framed as soul care.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, not only meeting you, but then, because when I met you, there was a confluence. There was a synergy of other things that started happening and books that I started reading that was exposing me to this space of soul care and spiritual formation, and even the language around that, that just said to me, we've got to tell more people about this. This podcast has been in the works for 5 years at least. I think after I had you on my podcast,
I'm glad you told us. I'm glad you eventually told us.
Well, Dr. Peacock, if you remember, you and I talked for 45 minutes after we went off air.
Yes, yes, we did. Yes, yes.
And I said then, we need more people need to hear about this.
Yes, absolutely. This is discipleship. I don't know if it's 101, but it's definitely discipleship. For those that may be questioning the language or maybe challenging, would get their minds around it. This is discipleship. This is the Great Commission. Because God desires a relationship with us, with you and I and everyone listening, that's real and personal. I love the way Henry Blackaby talks about it in Experiencing God, the seven realities of life. The first reality is that God desires a relationship with us that's real and personal. And that's what soul care does. And that's what spiritual formation does. It helps us to become more real and more personal, to come off of the edge of spirituality and to get into the center and the rhythms of his grace, like Jake Peterson puts it in the Message translation, the rhythms of his grace. That's exciting. Because we don't do this on our own. We do it by the grace and the direction of the Holy Spirit.
I'm just so glad that you framed it that way, because sometimes, and I might be telling on myself for my former days, you know, we think that we, you know, sometimes we have a tendency to think we're fasting for God, or we're doing this for God, or I've done all, it's even still, we can fall into the trap of, I'm doing all of this sacrifice. I'm doing everything you said. I'm trying to check everything off the box. So for you to say, you know, to just drop that, like, it's so one, I mean, it's so great when, because you grew up praying and have a relationship, but it's like, it's just so just a boon for some people to know that God actually cares for them. I remember the first time I heard CeCe Winans' song, God's concerned about you, tore me up. I think I cried for 5 days straight every time I heard that song, because that was the first time I'd ever heard that. I was always hearing what you can do for the Lord, you know, if you do this, you'll get this. I mean, all kinds of things like that. But I'd never heard that he was concerned or cared about me. Now, I heard that, you know, he gave his son, like you said, a lot of the things that we can hear. And I've heard that he gave his son to the world. He gave his only son to the world. It was never anything personal. So I do appreciate the way that you did bring that up. So thank you so much. Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Carter.
Dr. Shonda, you also have a story of a little resistance and pushback against embracing spiritual formation.
Yes.
Talk about that for just a quick minute.
Well, and it's not a very well known, and just keeping it 100%, I had it. I got my degree. I read when I went back to school. It was just to learn more about Jesus and what I was signing up for. And I use that as quotes because that's the way it felt. I was like, I need to know. I wasn't getting the answers that I needed to, you know, keep me going. And since I did share, you know, I didn't know that God cared about me. It kind of was worse for the church that I was in, because it was always a relationship of, you know, give. And I was always like, you know, I'm not getting any of these blessings that everybody keeps talking about. Like, God, he still doesn't like me. And I'm going to church every Sunday and Wednesday, and he still doesn't like me. So, you know, I think the Lord was with me the entire time. So I had some parents who told me that, you know, to encourage me to go to school, even though the denomination that I was in, what's called it, cemetery. You know, we've heard that phrase before, like, don't go to seminary. You know, if you want the authentic Holy Spirit, if you can't study. And so I went because of the hunger and that the Lord placed in my heart. But yeah, it was not well received, and just a little residue, because something that you said, Pastor Christopher, about who you are and who you're not. And it's like, some, you know, you have to admit who you are and who you're not. Like, that can even be a lifetime journey, to even admit who you are and who you're not. And if I graduated and I was fresh out, and I just thought, the, you know, now God is going to bless me. Even after studying spiritual formation, and I said, now, you know, I have proved to him that I am great, and I'm going to do. And people were like, what spiritual formation? Like, you know, like, I've never heard of that. Like, who, you know, like, okay. Like, so even that was just an adventure within itself. So everyone knows what theology is, so I'll show them. I went back and got a master's in theological studies. So this is really just exposing me a little bit. This was not planned. So this is exposing, because I did. When you said that, I wrote that admitting who you are and who you're not is part of the journey as well. So yeah, but no one, I lived in Oklahoma and no one had heard of it. And just to speed it up, I connected with Dr. Peacock because I Googled. I was so distraught. I Googled when things were happening. I Googled, is there anyone, you know, is there any type of soul care for African-Americans? Because it just wasn't prevalent. And I was like, there's gotta be just somebody that knows what I'm talking about. And I Googled, and she was the first name that popped up. And yeah, you said you talked to her on a podcast. She said yes to me. I got to interview her for my documentary. And that's how we met. And Mr. Gilbert and Dr. Peacock, they not get within 5 feet of them, because they will grab you, hug you, and not let you go for a weekend. And that's exactly what they did. They grabbed me up, made me stay in North Carolina for a weekend. And look, I'm here today. So yeah, there you go.
I told y'all that she has a staff, and if she hooks you with that staff, it's over. I'm telling you, it's a wrap. So this podcast is not just going to be information. We really want it to be revelation in your life. So there will be times that we will pause in our conversations, in our episodes, and make this really practical and give you steps that you can take. One of the other things that I loved about when we talked about starting this podcast is that this is not just theory for Dr. Carter or particularly for Dr. Peacock. There are resources that have already been created that you can grab and start the journey. There are books, there are other podcasts that she's been on. This is going to be her featured podcast because this is hers, this is ours. There's an institute for those that are really at a level where you may already be introduced to it, but you've been looking to see, how do I get deeper in this, or how do I get certifications in this? There are video series that have been done on various platforms that you can just Google and find. But tonight in particular, I think a great starting point for Soul Care Today, and if whatever platform you're on, we just put the link for this book in the chat for you to grab a hold of. Spiritual Practices for Soul Care. And in particular, 40 Ways to Deepen Your Faith. So Dr. Peacock, this was your introductory work. Why this? Why that work?
Well, I wrote a book before, a few books actually before this one. My first book I wrote was entitled Call to Teach, because as I shared, I was in discipleship and Christian education extensively. Then I wrote a few journals, and then God called me to write about soul care and African-American practice, which was a call to trust God to lay a foundation for formation of soul care and spiritual direction and prayer in the African-American community, in particular spiritual direction and spiritual formation, because there are quite a few books out there on prayer, not as much as I think. So if God is calling somebody to write a book on prayer, please do. But after I finished that, I had in my heart to write about spiritual practices, spiritual disciplines, 40 ways, not 40 days. If you do one a day, that's good. But if you do one a week, that's good. If you do two a week or three a week, that's good. But to take your time and to work through the book, Spiritual Practices for Soul Care, or Spiritual Disciplines for Soul Care, helping you nurture your soul. And Pastor Christopher, I start off the book talking about the discipline of loving. That's one of my favorite disciplines.
The loving today.
Loving today, and all the disciplines end with today. So today. When do we do it? When do we do it?
Today.
So care today. Soul care today. So, or praying today, or fasting today, or worshiping today. What I like about embracing the concept of spiritual practices and spiritual disciplines is that you never get bored with your journey with Jesus. I believe your journey with Jesus should be so exciting until you be asking yourself, well, what am I going to do next to hang out with the Lord? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'll just get me some crackers and a little grape juice or a little cranberry juice or some orange juice or what I have, whatever I have, and sit down and have some communion, confessing, taking time to just confess. Taking time to lament today. Somebody listening needs to be okay with lamenting, with being sad. And you know, I can say that, Pastor Christopher, because I'm getting ready to lament right here. Because tomorrow is the birthday of my late sister who passed in 2006. And she passed as a young woman. She didn't even make it to 60. She went in for a procedure, an outpatient procedure, and never made it out.
Wow.
And so she passed in 2006. But Dr. Shonda, I really didn't lament until I entered the doctoral program on spiritual formation, and I sat with a spiritual director. And that person was sitting in front of me, and it was like that person wasn't even there. It was like they were just gone. That's the blessing of having a spiritual director. Part of their calling is to lead you to a place with the Lord. And so I just wept, and it was 3 years later. And so somebody told me today, oh, today's the 14th. I said, oh no, today's not the 14th. Today is the 13th, because I brace myself for the 14th, because that's her birthday. And one thing I learned about losing a sibling, because you lose your mother, you lose your father, and that's difficult. You know, they say it's nothing like, it's very difficult to lose a child, but to lose a sibling. And I was like, why am I feeling this way about losing a sibling? She was six years old. She was like a friend, a mother, a sister. She was like so much. But I thought about how we both came out of the same womb. We had a connection from the womb.
Wow.
And so we're talking about today. Yeah, today I had a good self-care and soul care today. That was today. But tomorrow I may get up and go for a walk, or I may just pull the covers up over my head and say, you know what? I'm missing my sister today. And I just want to hang on to some memories. I just want to remember her today.
Beautiful.
Maybe just to write about her, or to call another sibling. So today, soul care today is allowing yourself to be real and transparent with yourself today.
Yes. Amen.
Dr. Peacock, can I just take a moment? Because I want to be sensitive to the notion that for some people this is going to be new stuff. And when you're introducing new stuff, the pace sometimes matter, because I don't want to move up so fast that we fly over people's heads.
Yes.
In the book,
yes,
you write this. Author Mark, and I can't pronounce his last name, so I apologize for that. He says on page 40 of the book, lament is how we bring our sorrow to God. Without lament, we won't know how to process pain. Lament is how Christians grieve. It is how to help hurting people. Lament is how we learn important truths about God and our world. So I think it'd be important for people to recognize that lamenting doesn't mean getting stuck in your grief. It is making meaning of it through the power of God to know what to do with what you're feeling and what you're sensing. And just for anybody that's listening to this, if you need biblical referencing for lamenting, first of all, I don't think that there's a book in the Bible that doesn't have lamenting in it. But more specifically, there's an entire book called Lamentations.
Yes. Yeah.
Dr. Carter, Dr. Peacock, say more about this. And then I want to make space for us to invite someone into a space of healthy lamenting.
Yes.
No, I so appreciate you once again, Dr. Peacock. It is just it's good to be with your folks. It's good to be with your people. You mentioned the book of Lamentations, but the book of Psalms, you know, we all want to talk about the Lord is my shepherd, and, you know, the green valleys and all those other things. But there was a lot of lamenting in the book of Psalms. And it's like, sometimes it's just, we can look for the good parts, and we want to cheer people up. And as you were speaking, I was thinking about my second documentary over, Rispa, and she stayed outside with her sons for 6 months. It's a book in the Bible of it's First Samuel, Second Samuel. Can't remember. I did a whole documentary on it. And sorry, but yeah, it was the entire documentary was about this woman and how she expressed her grief and how it's okay to express your grief and you don't have a time limit on it. And I like how we're saying today, we're not giving formulas for this is what you do for 10 days. We're not giving formulas or techniques today because it's one day at a time. And that's just been so profound. The today, that word. I remember doing a Lectio Divina. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to introduce new terms here, but I remember being on a call with Dr. P, and she made us break down the scripture, and then she's like, okay, what phrase speaks to you? Okay, what couple of words? She broke it down to one word, and I've never seen that done before, the word and. I burst into tears over the word and because the Lord was speaking to me during that time about just the word and. Now, it's way too much to go into, but the word today, it has so much meaning and so much healing because people can think, I can do this today, or if I can get through today, like you said, tomorrow, you know, it's good that tomorrow you won't say, but I had such a great day yesterday. What's wrong? You understand what the process is. And that's what's so important about a podcast like this. So to help people understand the process. I remember when I studied spiritual formation and one of my biggest arguments I had with the Lord was why I didn't want to get a doctorate. We're just going to say that. Got one. Thank you, Jesus. But I did not. So my second biggest argument was why am I studying this when the Holy Spirit is responsible for the formation? What can I do? And to help people understand what's going on is so healing within itself, just to, you know, say it's okay, to understand this is what's going to happen. This is what, you know, I just sometimes think of puberty. Like, can you imagine if nobody explained puberty to us? Like how, like, oh my gosh, what is going on? But because we're set up from, you know, fifth grade on, back in my day, they taught you the classes and taught you what was going to happen. It was just not as a big a deal, and you didn't panic, and you knew what was going on. So just thank you for bringing this to all our audiences, your wisdom, and it's just profound. And like even that little segment, the grief, I'm grateful that you are so transparent and invited us in to that process that you do and that you may do tomorrow, but what you're doing today and talking about today, it's phenomenal. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Dr. Peacock. What a person listening to this, again, let's just imagine that this is maybe new for them. Grief is not a common topic or maybe even a comfortable topic. What do they do next? You've introduced a new word, a new idea, a new perspective of lamenting. What do they do next?
Thank you, Pastor Christopher. I think they do a soul check. Like checking with your soul. And ask yourself, forget about all the fancy terms.
Yes.
Forget about Lectio Divina, lamenting, communing, praying, all of that. Forget about, and ask yourself, like, Just say to God, help me become my most authentic self. And help me to know what I can do or what you're calling me to do to have a closer relationship with you. Show me, Holy Spirit, what I need to do or who I need to be to have a closer relationship with you. And that could be something just as simple as be still. Or fast, or pray, or forgive. Like whatever, because it's like make your spiritual practice, the spiritual discipline, personal. And some of you are practicing things already, disciplines already, and you may say, well, I like to do this. Well, do that. I like to sing. I like to worship. I like to praise. Enjoy it. There's a song that says, praise is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so if this is new, just becoming real.
Yeah.
With yourself. And then as we grow in the process over the next few months, beginning to embrace new disciplines, maybe getting the book and reading some of the disciplines, real practices for soul care. And one of my favorite disciplines, Pastor Christopher, is the first one in the book. It's the discipline of loving.
Yeah.
To taking the time to allow the Holy Spirit to love on you.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a whole conversation. But simply put, if you know, y'all married, y'all married, some of y'all not married listening in, but you know what love feels like, right? And you know you don't want nothing fast, quick, and in a hurry. Mm. So it takes time to be loved by God.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter who the greatest lover you've been with or seen, there's no greater lover than God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'll stop there. Our issue
is going to be that there is so much to talk about.
Yeah.
And time is going to fly.
It's flown by. It's 56:21, going on 22. I like that 22.
Yeah. I think it's good to land with this, Dr. Peacock.
Yes, sir.
So on a very practical level, everybody go get the book. Dr. Peacock's actually got an Amazon page. Both her, this book that I showed you, The Spiritual Practices for Soul Care, 40 Ways to Deepen Your Faith are there. Soul Care and African American Practice are there. And we'll deal with that book maybe in our next episode next month. And I'll give you the date for that in just a second. But let me also say, there's a verse in Matthew and in Mark in particular that we often use, and we only associate it when it comes to conversations, Dr. Carter, about money and about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The verse is, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Right.
And I don't think that verse is just about money. I don't think it's just about stuff. I think it can also be about distractions. What does it profit a person to have all of these distractions but lose your soul?
Mm.
What does it profit a person to get all of your goals accomplished and lose your soul? What does it profit a person to have an expansive network or Rolodex, a lot of degrees, but then lose your soul?
Amen.
Soul neglect is a real thing. So as we close out for today, at least, Dr. Carter, I'm gonna pitch it to you, and I want you to just maybe talk about the danger of soul neglect and maybe how that's impacted your own life. And then we'll pitch it to Dr. Peacock and give her some closing remarks, at least today. And then we'll tell you all the next time that we're going to be together.
Well, thank you, Pastor Christopher. It can be a dangerous thing. And, you know, we don't want to be alarmist or anything. But a lot of times when you go to church, or you're trying so hard, and you know to the point where you just got this set plan, and you've got this set, and it has to hurt in order work. I mean, I'm just keeping it real. You know, sometimes you can have that mindset that, because I like the way Dr. Pika said, you do what you like, but no one, you know, it's like, no, it has to hurt. It has to be awful. It has to be terrible. And so I just love that we're reframing and giving a different perspective, the true perspective, that Jesus, the lover of our soul, it is beautiful. It is wonderful. And the lover of my soul. Yes. Hallelujah. And he cares about, so if he cares, we have to care. So even about us, like, you know, we can talk bad about ourselves. And it's like, you know, one time I got straightened out. He's like, that's my child you're talking about. It's like, it's me. I'm not even allowed to, you know, downplay or abuse myself. So because I am his child, we are his children, you know, so we have to take care. We have to practice what we preach. We have to practice what we
and admit, you know, this is what I, you know, this, I believe this, I believe that. Put it into practice. It is not just, like I said, not just, you know, a certain time of the year. It is a forever ongoing journey. And sometimes we use the word journey, but it's to our detriment because we think that, oh, it's going to end. We're going to be walking with him forever. So I just say, this has been phenomenal and we're out of time because yes, we are going to talk and talk and talk and have some stuff to talk about. So my face is hurting. I've been smiling so hard. So I so appreciate you, Pastor Christopher. Thank you so much for, you know, keeping us on track with these magnificent questions. And Dr. Peacock, wow, thank you.
Dr. Peacock?
God bless you. Thank all of you that are listening to this message and listening to the recording. Thank God for desiring to be with us and have intimacy with us. Thank you, Dr. Carter, for your faithfulness to the journey and all that you do in the kingdom. And thank you, Pastor Christopher. Let me thank my husband too now. He's back there. He done made that good dinner. He's waiting for whatever I'm going to eat next. He's like, do you like this? Do you like that? I thank God for him because I was telling him how excited we are tonight. But thank you, Pastor Christopher.
Yes.
For the vision. I really believe this is going to, it's already an amazing journey and it's going to be an even greater journey as we all come together as community to be more intimate with God, ourselves, and with one another.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. April 3rd, we will be back with you all talking about spiritual disciplines for the busy life.
You don't know nobody like that. Nobody's busy. Everybody has all this time. Nobody's busy.
Listen. It's going to be an amazing, amazing conversation. I want to also invite you all again. Let me invite you, follow Dr. Peacock, whatever platform you're listening to this on, Dr. Peacock's website, the Soul Care Institute link, her personal platforms, Dr. Carter's platforms, my platforms, all those links are there. Follow us, subscribe on YouTube, share with other people about it. Guess what, y'all? All year long, we're going to be here. We're going to have other guests that will be on as well. I can't wait for you all to get a chance to meet some of those other geniuses that Dr. Peacock will pull in and invite and be a part of this conversation. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And every single month has already been outlined, the power of prayer in soul care through the Psalms. We're going to talk about soul care and community, avoiding and overcoming burnout, listening to God in silence, emotional health and soul care. Soul care and social justice, that's a taboo word, two taboo words together, but we're going to jump right in on those. Creativity and soul care, so many other things that we're going to talk about. So it's going to be absolutely amazing. Make sure you connect and follow us. In particular, go get the book. The link is already in the chat, and I believe that all of you are going to be blessed and better because of it. So our goal, our commitment, family, is to be a breath of fresh air to your soul and provide everyday opportunities and tools for you to strengthen your soul that are given from a biblical perspective. To put it another way, we want to help give help for your soul and answers for your living. This has been Soul Care Today, and we're glad you're here. Thank you so much. Y'all have an amazing evening.